here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude. Hi, how you doing? And Daffodil here, of course, as we sit in the bunker enjoying some cheese for another fantastic week on the show. And we're mixing it up. We're sort of having a sort of a, I don't know.
We're having a contest.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
You're going to give me a dime for every single word you say.
Why?
Because you talk too much, and this is how I'm going to make it stop. And you're already up to $2.25.
No.
Yes.
No.
$2.45.
Okay, fine. On the show this week, we have none other than Mixed Bag of Tricks, as we like to call it, the odds and sods of cheese. For lack of a better term. That's all I get to say.
Yeah, cheese bits and tidbits and cheese snacks, and none of it just came across right. So odds and sods it is.
Oh, a pile of crap we just threw together that says, hey, that's kind of cheesy, so we hope you like it. Also on the show this week, we delve into the X-Files.
A little bit.
Sort of. We'll tell you more a little later on. And we're starting off the show with some instrumental, some interesting stuff. We've got George Wright. He's going to have the Japanese can shortly. But we're still starting off the thing, the whole George Wright thing, with a Japanese theme with Rickety Rickshaw Man. Right here on...
Snarf Dude now owes me almost $7 on cheese, please.
When is being cheesy not stinky?
Cheese, please.
Cheese Please with George Wright and Japanese Can-Can.
A Can-Can kind of like that.
It's kind of catchy. And before that, we had Rickety Rickshaw Man, also having a Japanese flair with George Wright.
It's a little politically incorrect, but I still liked it.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know what to say other than this is Cheese Please, and my name is...
I don't know. What is your name?
Oh, yeah. I got to think about that. Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. I always know my name.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I was thinking. I better not say that. I just...
You're going to owe me everything, including your socks, because you can't stop talking. You literally can't stop.
I don't want to say much more, because you'll charge me a dime.
That's like 70 cents just to say I don't want to say much more.
Oh, I don't know how I started this. I got no money, too. What am I going to do?
Stop talking.
Oh, okay.
So now we're going to play some odds and sods of cheese.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this stuff that's been kicking around, we didn't know what to do with. We thought we'd throw it all into one show, and we're going to hear the Puppet Love a little later on. But we're starting off our tribute to the odds and sods of cheese. Was sold to the highest bidder shortly by Johnny Moore and the Colonel Tex Herring. And Colonel Tex Herring, not the Colonel Tex Herring.
No, it might be the Colonel Tex Herring.
You're not adding that fired up, are you?
Every word.
Oh, no. Well, we're starting off with Bob Cola and Up Along the Mohawk Valley. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Up along the Mohawk Valley, down by the Indian Trail, all day long I sing my song, sitting on an old fence rail. Up along the Mohawk Valley, down by the Indian Trail, doing no wrong, singing my song, they can't put me in jail. I sing to the moon shining bright, I sing to the trees in the lonely night, I sing to the birds and I sing to the squirrels, but gee, I wish I could sing to the girls. Up along the Mohawk Valley, down by the Indian Trail, all day long I sing my song, sitting on an old fence rail. I sing to the moon shining bright, I sing to the trees in the lonely night, I sing to the birds and I sing to the squirrels, but gee, I wish I could sing to the girls. Up along the Mohawk Valley, down by the Indian Trail, all day long I sing my song, sitting on an old fence rail.
Since you and the baby have gone, there's nothing left to do, it seems, but to call in an auctioneer and to sell to the highest bidder all of my golden dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the auction sale here today. I'm Tex Herring, your auctioneer, here to sell at public auction's broken home to the highest bidder without minimum. our reservation. Find everything in the master bedroom and all one money. How much here? All right, 400, 5, now 6, now 700. Give 8, everybody give 8, 8, give 8, everybody give 7, half, 7, half, quarter, now half. All right, 7, quarter, everybody give 8, everybody give 7, half. Sell him right here for $725. Find everything in this beautiful nursery and all one money. That includes the baby bed, the playpen, the little teddy bear, the pictures on the wall and all, and how much? All right, 100 now, till you get to it. Everybody give 100, half, everybody give 100, quarter, now half, 75, now 200. 175, 200, now 20, everybody give 2 and a quarter, half, 75. All right, 2 and a half, 75, now bring it later, everybody give 2 and a half.
My home is for sale. I'm just looking on. There's nothing I can do. I hear the man say everything's gotta go, but he can't sell my memories of you.
Hey, 75, I'll give 80, give 80, give 80, give 280. Sold right here to the lovely young couple for $275. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the furniture in the house at all for one money. That includes the furniture in the spare bedroom, the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the cooking utensils, the dishes, and all for one money. How much? All right, 700, 8, 9, 900, now 10, 100, give 11, everybody give 10, half, now 11, now half, now 12, now half. All right, 12, now everybody give 8, everybody give 12, and a half. Sell him right here for $1,200. Thank you. Everybody outside, we're ready to sell the house.
He'll sell this house to the highest bidder, and I know that I'm gonna cry. I just saw the face of the auctioneer, and even he has a tear in his eyes.
On a three-bedroom house, all for one money. How much right here? All right, 10,000, 11, now 12, get 12, everybody get 12, now 13, get 13, everybody get 12, 5, now 13, now 5. All right, 13,500, get 5, everybody get 14. All right, 14,500, get 5, everybody get 14.
I hear the man say everything's gotta go, but he can't sell my memories of you.
14,500, get 5, everybody get 14,500. Sell him right here for $14,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our sale for today. I'd like to say thanks for each and every one of you being here, although that I'd like to say that it's never a pleasure to sell a broken home.
And that was Sold to the Highest Bidder, Johnny Moore and Colonel Tex Herring right here on Cheese Please. And I'm Daffodil, and you won't be hearing from Snarf Dude because in an effort to save himself money, he stuck a piece of tape across his mouth. So coming up now, we've got Puppet Love, The Frogs, right here on Cheese Please.
Talking like the dog. Don't you worry, it's the thing. Come on.
And that's Pop in Love with the Frogs right here on Cheese Please. You know, it's going to become a very boring show if I have to do all the talking. So you know what? I'll stop you there. You're up to about $11 or $12, and we won't count any more words. You can pull off the tape now. Ow, that looked painful. That looks super painful.
I got all this red daffodil. Oh, jeez.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
If I thought you were going to do something that crazy, I would never have done anything like this.
Well, what can I do? I mean,
you now have a bald spot on one side of your almost mustache.
I didn't know what to do because, well, you know, you were charging me money and I had to do something. I have no money. I don't even have an IOU.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
My name is...
Yes, what is your name?
I can say it now. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your wiggly nose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese Please.
I had to have a shave the hard way. That's all I get to say, other than this, of course.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
On the show this week, we have Gillian Anderson.
Which is an interesting concept.
Someone by the name of Hal, the group Hal, sort of a futuristic 90s feel. She tried to have a music career and didn't really succeed. That's all I get to say.
Well, you know, we all try what we can do. And by the way, next time you're taping over your month, don't use duct tape.
Yeah, well.
It's painful.
That's all I could find. You know? Anyway, we've got the song is called Extremist with Hal featuring Gillian Anderson getting a little whispery on
Cheese Please!
Beams transport me away. tendency to believe that the darkness automatically brings about fear in one. But I've really found peace in the darkness. The trouble begins in the light when you come around.
Cheese, please, with Gillian Anderson and Hal, or the other way around, depending on how you look at it, and Extremis.
Is that a little extreme? Yes.
I expect Max Headroom to pop out there any moment. It's got that feel, right, Daffodil?
It did kind of have a Max Headroom-y kind of thing going on.
Network 23, you know, all that crazy stuff, and the evil robots, the Kill. Kill.
You mean the killbots?
Okay. Either way, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I haven't really talked this show, so I'm sort of trying to make it up right now.
You talked all kinds, because you were up somewhere around $7 or $8.
Well, I...
At 10 cents a word, or a nickel a word, or whatever it was. I could have been a penny a word, and you still would have been up to $8. You talk a lot.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But the whole thing is, I didn't... in the middle part, because, yeah, you just threatened me. It was like the equivalent, the cheese please equivalent of the swear jar. Oh, well.
And then you got out the duct tape. So at that point, it's like, okay, you're bringing out the big guns. I'm going to call off the fun.
I had no choice. It's just one of those things. Anyway, we're all set up for the bunker. We're in the bunker.
We're all set up for the tube tune.
Oh, I'm so screwed up this week.
Put
anyway.
Something through that pneumatic tube.
There we go. It's on its way up here in the air.
And you don't know what it is, because I snuck downstairs and loaded the tube myself. So this is a surprise for you.
Okay, so I got the piece of paper here. Oh, I got to reach over here and get this. Okay, and it's called Nagging Woman.
I know.
Benny Leader is ending off the show this week. My name is Snarftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of another episode of Cheese Please. Come back next week. We promise there will be more shenanigans.
Thank you.
weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.